Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our guest. Each Monday, we talk about employment issues with Ken Glickman, management and career consultant. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how are you, Jack?
Just fine. You talked about this being the time of year to search for a job or to land a job. I guess you should already have been searching. But in terms of doing that, how important is organization?
Well, you know, organization is great, and it's really, you really have to approach it like this is your full-time job. Your full-time job is getting a job, and you've got to get up early, and you've got to exercise, and you've got to have breakfast with the family, and then you have to go to work, and you've got to plan your work day, and plan your calls and plan the letters you're going to write, whether they be real letters or email letters, and plan the appointments that you're going to make and lunches that you're going to have with people, and then plan your follow-up letters and your emails, and then keep this going day by day by day. The important thing is for people to really realize that you get jobs through people. You don't get jobs through emails and through computers. So you really have to get out from under the desk and make appointments and go see people.
When people talk about organization in terms of a job search, they think of the organization they're going to be applying to. But there's actually the key is how you organize your time and your efforts if you're going to be truly productive.
You know, it's so true. I've had people that I have that have just followed up with me like crazy and networked with me like crazy and kept on calling me up. And even though I was not really that impressed with them at the beginning, the way they handled themselves in the job search and the way they followed up with me, for instance, if an individual would come to me and have and ask me for networking ideas, people they should go to. And let's say I will give them four or five names of people they should talk to, and I would say, use my name in that call. Then a week later, they would call me back or email me back, tell me exactly what happened in the meeting, thank me so much for my time and giving them the names, and then following up with me, and then continuing to follow up with me as to how these contacts went, and really, so every time they called me, they were reminding me of who they were. They were telling me of their job search and how aggressive they are in the job search way. And as their search continued, my respect for them increased.
And you may at some point be reminded of them when another opportunity presents itself. And if you are out of sight, out of mind, but if they keep contacting you, you never know what might happen.
Absolutely. And people don't want to bug anybody. And I think that that's an okay feeling. But, boy, when you're looking for a job, you can't be afraid to really get at it and tell people that you will be calling them and please, could you be a part of my job search? And do that. So many people will have one networking meeting with someone, and it'll be a great meeting. They'll have a super discussion about business and about life and about all kinds of things, and that'll be it. And then 2 months down the road, these folks will forget about the candidates. They will just, oh, yeah, Bill, I remember Bill. Now, what did we talk about? But if Bill had called back every 3 or 4 weeks and said, just wanted to let you know I'm still looking, and let me tell you the things that I've been doing so far in my search, and really talking to them about what they've been doing, it makes a big, big difference.
Ken Glickman, management and career consultant, our guest, our weekly Get a Job segment. Ken, I've heard you talk about the three toughest questions disqualifying, don't I owe you money? What are those questions?
Well, you know, I as you've heard me say before, Jack, I don't think we should memorize answers to questions, but I do think there are a couple that we should. And one of them is, and it's the toughest question there is, tell me about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God,
this is the elevator speech, right?
This is the elevator speech, and tell me about yourself is a really hard question to answer, and you should really create an answer for that. But the second one is, and this is a real personal one to a lot of people who've been let go from their jobs. And the question is, why did you leave your last job?
Mm-hmm.
Now, to an employer, that's a pretty simple, direct question. But to the individual, to the job seeker, it's got a lot of emotional baggage.
Is it all right to say, I didn't leave my last job, my last job left me?
Well, there's a lot of creative ways that you can talk about it. And I can't even give you examples right now because it depends on what the situation was. It could be, I was working for that company for 20 years. I did a lot of wonderful things. And immediately going to your accomplishments, what you have achieved with that company,
right,
how much you learned with that company. And then you complete it by saying at the very end there was a lack of business and sales went down, or they were purchased by someone else, and they let a lot of people go, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
But to a lot of people who they were fired, and this was a very emotional thing, they will continue and talk forever and tell you their sad story. No one wants to hear it.
Right. Right. It's an opportunity for you to focus on your accomplishments, not on the sob story.
Exactly. You've got to go back and talk about all the great things that you did with that company and other companies.
Ken, great talking with you again, and we'll talk about arts and entertainment Thursday evening, and we'll chat about jobs again next Monday.
Looking forward to it. See you, Jack.
All right. We will be back with Carol Wood, Lansing City Councilwoman, coming up next. A big board meeting tonight at City Hall. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.